This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel said Friday it will reopen a crossing into northern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the hard-hit area. The move follows a warning from U.S. President Joe Biden to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a phone call Thursday that the United States would potentially condition support for Israel's offensive in Gaza on it taking concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians, Freddie Joyner reports.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza, but said the U.S. expected to see an announcement from Israel on steps it's taking to protect civilians and aid workers in the coming hours and days.
We want to see that even as the Israelis work through their investigation, that they are willing and able to take practical, immediate steps to protect aid workers on the ground and to demonstrate that they have that civilian harm mitigation in place.
Israel said on Thursday it would adjust tactics in the Gaza war after describing the attack as the result of a misidentification and that findings from an investigation would be made public soon.
President Biden will visit the U.S. city of Baltimore where a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Thursday told reporters about the president's plans.
As we all know, six individuals tragically lost their lives when the Francis Scott King Bridge collapsed last week. They were hard workers laboring in the middle of the night to repair potholes on a bridge that tens of thousands of travelers crossed every day. The president will meet with loved ones of those individuals during his trip tomorrow.
The Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate aid and promised the federal government will pay the full cost to rebuild. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Taiwan face the threat of more landslides and rock falls in their search on Friday for dozens of people still missing from this week's earthquake as the death toll rose to 12 and some of the stranded were brought to safety. Authorities said the earthquake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. A new report says that thousands of illegally trafficked firearms here in the U.S. came through unlicensed dealers. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021 came through unlicensed dealers who are not required to perform background checks and are not required to keep records of their sales. Almost 60% of closed cases during that time period that could be traced involved people who had previously been convicted of a felony. The Biden administration has separately proposed a rule that would require thousands more gun sellers to get licensed and run background checks. That proposal quickly drew protests from gun rights groups who contend it would ensnare regular people who sometimes sell their own guns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called Friday for a level playing field for American companies and workers as she opened a five-day visit to China in a major industrial and export hub. Yellen told the governor of Guangdong province, it is important for the two sides to have open and direct communications on areas of disagreement, including China's industrial overcapacity, which the U.S. and other countries are concerned can cause global spillovers. U.S. authorities are trying to identify and track down the thieves behind one of the largest cash heists in Los Angeles history. The AP's Norman Hall.
Thieves got away with $30 million in cash from a money storage facility in Los Angeles by breaking into the building on Easter Sunday. Police Commander Elaine Morales told the Los Angeles Times, which broke the news of the crime, that the thieves were able to breach the building as well as the safe where the money was stored. The operators of the business did not discover the massive theft until they opened the vault Monday. Media reports identified the facility as the location of Garda World, a global cash management and security company. The LAPD is saying only that the theft is being investigated with the FBI. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden welcomed NATO's 75th anniversary Thursday as the Security Alliance hosted new member Sweden for the first time at a major meeting, and as Ukraine eagerly hopes for an invitation to join the group at an upcoming Washington summit. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.